Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Those of you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that that I've been focusing on now for a while has been trying to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to provide their employees with health care, to provide some kind of health coverage, to figure out how to do that. And it's been a tough assignment for all of us, hasn't it? Because health care costs have been going up in double-digit percentages year over year, which means it's been compounding and doesn't seem to be, even though the increase has abated a little bit, the fact is it's still increasing significantly. And it's getting closer and closer to being prohibitive for more and more small businesses. And so one of the things that I've been trying to help us all focus on, with the help of some folks, which we'll introduce you to, and I'll introduce you to in a minute, is how to do our own kind of how to help ourselves primarily, and that is to not only do a good job of purchasing insurance and making sure that we got the right insurance, but also doing a little bit of self-insurance, which includes focusing on keeping people healthy, not focusing on how do we treat them when they get sick. And the folks at the Principal Financial Group have been helping us with that. And as you know, many of you have heard Renee Schaff on the show before. Well, today we've got the Director of Consumer Health at the Principal with us. Jerry Rippinger is with us, and he's going to talk to us. We're going to continue to talk about one of the companies that's part of their top 10 that have been doing the things that I just got through mentioning. Jerry Rippinger, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here, and you brought along with you Marilyn Deal and Thomas Claude, who are with Pharmacist Mutual Insurance Company. Marilyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hello, and Thomas, welcome to you, too. And, you know, Jerry, it's just a coincidence, isn't it, that your insurance company recognizes the top 10 companies in terms of helping people helping their employees focus on well care and not health care, and that this company is actually another insurance company.
Yeah, this is the second year in a row that an insurance company has been one of the most innovative companies in the principal 10 best companies for employee financial security. A lot of that comes from the fact that they understand this issue very well, both from a risk standpoint as an employer as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely, and the stories that we've been hearing about this have been very inspiring. And Marilyn, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your company does, how many employees you have, and where the challenges have been for you?
We have 238 employees located in 26 states. Our home office is here in Algona, Iowa. We are a direct writer, the only insurance company in the nation that sells directly to pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
We sell all lines of insurance.
Direct writing meaning that you don't go through independent agents. You write. You have your own reps out there who go call on your customers.
That's correct. They are our employees.
Right. So what motivated your company to try to focus on well care rather than sick care?
It's our general philosophy. We want to take care of our employees. We're a small rural area. And our employees, obviously, are very important. We do not have a large pool to draw from, so we want to develop our own employees. We want to keep our employees, and so we have a low turnover rate. We have a low absentee rate through the plans that we have developed.
Well, Thomas, your senior underwriting manager, how, you know, it's interesting, Jerry, to talk to these people about doing this when, I mean, these guys are professionals in their own right and helping their own customers to do this. And they're actually, of course, the good news is, I guess, Jerry, is that Thomas and Marilyn are practicing what they preach, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And it's very nice to see that they actually are embodying two very subtle shifts that we're seeing in the market. And although these shifts are subtle, they're very, very significant.
As an underwriter, Thomas, at Pharmacist Mutual, what are you seeing out there? Are you seeing other companies following your lead?
Yeah, Jim, we are. Obviously, healthcare is very important to us as an insurance company, and we are seeing a lot of our clientele is following suit as well as a lot of our competitors. There's no question that in order for us as an insurance company to maintain what we want and to believe in what we sell, we have to do the same things, and that's what we are trying to do with our company and with our employees.
Has that been a selling point for you? I want to ask you that question when we come back after these messages, and how can we convert that into a selling point for ourselves and our other small businesses? It's 2012. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17-till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us in. My website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We're visiting with three new friends. Jerry Rippinger, who is with the Principal Financial Group, Director of Consumer Health there. Also, he's brought along with him the subject of our discussion today, Marilyn Deal, who's with Pharmacist Mutual Insurance, and also with the same company, Thomas Claude. And we're talking about how to squeeze a little bit more opportunity out of our healthcare dollars and to get a little bit more for our money. And that's a good analogy, isn't it, Jerry? I know that Renee Schaff with the Principal Group, and when she's been here, she's used the analogy of, you know, we've just squeezed the orange just about as much as we can in all the things that we've done in the past. We've got to come up with some new ways, don't we?
Yeah, we've pretty well squeezed the healthcare orange as much as we can. And that's why we're seeing this focus shift from healthcare to health improvement. Mm-hmm. And how we can start impacting people's behaviors, because that's where the real savings is going to come from.
Thomas, it seems to me that, and you're the senior underwriting manager there at Pharmacist Mutual. It seems to me that one of the keys is to squeezing this orange a little bit more in some new ways, is to get our employees and all of us actually. To think of ourselves a little bit more in terms of self-insuring, in one way, meaning that we got to be responsible a little bit more for our own health care, meaning the company can't adopt us and pay everything anymore. And number two, we've got to be smarter health care consumers. And are you? That's an important thing, especially for you as an underwriting manager, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Back when we looked at our program, it's about 15 years ago, with our health carrier, one of the things was, yeah, we can continue to pay higher premiums, but we wanted to go to our employees and say, hey, we need to do something ourselves in order to keep our health costs down. And that's when we started up our own health program here at Pharmacist Mutual for our employees to get early detection of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, whatever. And as such, we do health screenings here at Pharmacist Mutual for our employees every other year, and we have great participation. Plus, we have other health programs in place trying to keep our employees up to where they can be here on the job. Absentee is down and so forth, and we just have a better, healthy environment.
So basically, Marilyn, what we're talking about is investing in the health of your employees rather than spending money to fix them when they're sick.
Absolutely, and that's been a long-term, long-time philosophy of Pharmacist Mutual, and all of our policies is promote wellness rather than rewarding sickness.
And it is a freight train, isn't it? I mean, this is not something you turn around on a dime.
No, not at all.
Because it involves attitudes and the culture. It involves a lot of different things, doesn't it?
It does, and it starts with our board of directors and officers that give this support to the employees and to these programs.
Let's talk about some physical things. One company that's been on that Jerry's group has introduced us to, the principal group has introduced us to, actually closed up their smoking room and made it into a health a workout room.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Jim, because I go back a ways, and we used to allow smoking in our building, but obviously now we are smoke-free here at Pharmacists Mutual as well. We run programs of stopping smoking that our employees can participate in, which the company will pay the cost of. We also do
what is your success rate incentive program on a
monthly basis.
Thomas, what has your success rate been with that, the smoking program?
We've had some pretty good success with that. Percentage-wise, I'm not sure exactly what the number is, Jim, but we've had a number of people stop smoking, which we promote, obviously, and look forward to doing more of.
Right, absolutely. Maryland healthcare in the last 4 years or so, and these are the numbers I know, has gone up, and I don't know which number goes with it, with which year, something like 11, 12, 13%, clearly in the double digits year over year. What has been Pharmacists Mutual experience with regard to healthcare cost increases?
Jim, our rates of increase have been between 3 and 8.11% in the
Wow. When did you start? How long after you implemented your program did you start seeing those kinds of savings?
This has been continual. We've had the program for 15 years,
okay.
And it's been very significant in the last 4 years that we have seen these low increases. But we have also worked with brokers in order to tweak our plans to make subtle changes that are not adverse to the employees, because we do want early detection. We do want it to be affordable as far as low premiums to the employees.
Well, you've been able to. That's actually made your company more profitable, which makes you more competitive, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, Jerry, these stories that Thomas and Marilyn are telling us, this story manifests itself in many other ways, like in terms of productivity of their employees, in terms of the health and the well-being and the happiness of their employees. It manifests on a lot of different fronts, doesn't it?
Yeah, everyone wins in this process. Obviously, the employee wins. Who among us doesn't want to live healthier, doesn't want to have more energy? So clearly the employee wins. The employer wins through lower health care costs, lower absenteeism, lower workers' compensation costs, and as a society as a whole, we gain.
Absolutely.
By having healthier people.
Stand by, Jerry, Marilyn, and Thomas. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our new friends after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with Jerry Rippinger, who's with Principal Financial Group. And Jerry, give us your website, please.
Yeah, our website is www.principal.com.
And every year you guys come up with, you identify 10 companies, whether they do business with you or not, that are doing a really great job of holding down their health care costs, don't you?
Yeah, and the actual Principal 10 Best program looks across their entire benefit program to look at who's providing the best financial security for their employees.
Right.
Obviously, health insurance is a big part of that, as well as retirement savings and other types of benefit plans.
Is there a place on your website where we can go read about these folks?
Yeah, the best practice. Every year we put out a best practices guide highlighting the 10 winners,
okay.
And that's available on our website.
At principal.com?
Yes.
Okay, so check that out, folks, if you want to read about what some of these folks have done, including what Marilyn and Thomas have been telling us about. They're with Pharmacists Mutual Insurance Company. Marilyn, why don't you give us your website, please?
It's www.phmizmaryic.com.
PHIC.com.
PHMIC.com.
Right.
Is that right? Okay, and so one of the people that you really focus on, one of the groups you really focus on are pharmacists, don't you?
That's correct, and our policyholders are pharmacists.
I see. All right. And so all of you pharmacists out there, you probably know this company and know a little bit about them. Most of them do anyway. Okay, Jerry, we were talking about the all the different ways that programs like the Marilyn and Thomas's program is helping. It's manifesting in so many ways, and to make people healthier. It makes the company stronger. It makes the relationship with customers more successful. So there are just so many ways. There's so many touch points, Marilyn, aren't there, to having a program that keeps employees healthy and happy.
Absolutely. Education is a key, and continually bringing it before our employees, because we have new employees, we have some turnover, and to keep them in mind and be innovative.
Have you, Thomas, have you found that this has helped with your to reduce turnover rate, this new program?
Yeah,
program?
And we have our absentee is very, very low, and we certainly feel that our programs have a lot of significance to that. With our screens, with our health programs, getting them out to, even if it's just a walk after work or whatever, it certainly has helped us here at Pharmacists Mutual.
Well, now, I have a question about are there any particular cases that where you can attribute this program, your healthcare program, your holistic kind of a program, to where you can attribute it to specifically to saving someone's life?
Well, through our screenings in the past, there has been early detection of either high blood pressure or high cholesterol in some of our employees, which they were not aware of. We don't get the results ourselves here, but they go directly to the individuals, and
right.
The individuals have told us that they have followed up with their own doctors and have definitely, either from medication or from change of lifestyle, has definitely changed their way of living.
Jerry, when you look at across the spectrum of these 10 winners, do you get the feeling that the camaraderie with the employees, and they're sort of looking out for each other now that we're all sort of in this WellCare program together? Do you get the feeling that these companies are seeing that kind of an increased morale?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thread I see running between all of these is a general feeling that wellness isn't something that my company is doing to me. It's something that my company is doing for me.
And with me.
Yes,
I'm participating. I'm taking some control over my own health care.
Absolutely, because if we can't engage members to start becoming part of the process of making decisions about their health and health care, we'll never be able to get health care costs under control.
It seems to me, I think that's exactly right, Marilyn. It seems to me that if we can't get the participants to participate in some of these solutions, that it's not going to work.
That's absolutely true. So we try to make it as user friendly and promote it to our employees. Make it easy for them to participate.
Right, and I'm sure you're showing them where, when you save money, I'm sure you're showing them how that benefits the whole company, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's got to be a big deal. Thomas Claude is Senior Underwriting Manager at Pharmacist Mutual Insurance Company. Marilyn Deal is Vice President of Human Resources at the same company, and they are one of the winners of one of the top 10 best companies that Jerry Ripinger's company, the Principal Financial Group, has been recognizing this year, and we've been introducing them to you. Jerry, thank you for bringing Marilyn and Thomas to us today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time. Thomas, Marilyn, good job today. Keep up the good work, and keep us posted on how things are going.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.